This is the wrap-up call for the detox, and it's actually sort of interesting. There aren't a lot of people on. I think most people, now that they're done with it, are done with it. But I think it's important to cover some issues. We certainly had a lot of response by email to the detox. We had the whole gamut of responses, just more so because there were almost 2,500 people who were signed up. I think we can tell from previous experience that about in the end, about half the people did not. So we did have about 1,200 people who probably went through the detox, whole range of responses from people who felt fantastic all the way through, lost weight, loved it, can't wait to repeat it, people who had to fight through some issues but thought it was well worth it and want to do it again, to people who actually couldn't finish. They had headaches that were too severe. I think out of all the people who participated, we had three people who said that they ended up vomiting and couldn't stay with it. So as always, there is a whole range of responses. Now, for those who had problems, when we pressed, we often found that they didn't actually follow all of the instructions carefully. So what I want to do is touch on some of the things that people may have done wrong, so that, you know, for future people can understand that following the instructions is important. And then we'll deal with some of the questions that came in, and we'll open for the handful of people that are on to talk about their experiences and if they have any questions, people like Sally who's on. So some of the things we found people did not do. We found that a number of people did not follow the instructions to use psyllium seed husks as part of the detox and to use a colon corrective type formula. Why this presents a problem is, as we talked about beforehand and talk about in the instructions, one of the reasons that you're likely to feel really off in the detox is if waste is collecting in the colon. And it's not long term. This is very, it's almost instant. When toxic material collects there, if you're feeling off, if you have a headache, if you get rid of it, if you have a bowel movement, if you do an enema, a colonic, you can feel better in literally a couple of minutes. So it can be very dramatic, very sudden. Using the psyllium helps sort of encapsulate that waste and works like a broom to carry it out. And you're having regular movements carrying that waste out of your body. So if you're using the psyllium and you're using a corrective, the odds of having headaches drop dramatically. So that's one of the problems. People did not pay attention to that. In fact, I think Bridget and I were talking earlier, and we guessed that in general, people followed about 80% of the instructions. They sort of, little pieces weren't paying attention to, and they're important for
Absolutely.
A number of reasons.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of those instructions that people missed. In fact, let me start going through some of the questions that we got, because I think that will show some of the things that people didn't see. One of the questions, I've got a whole list here, so I'll scan them, is someone asked, would it be useful to press the garlic with a garlic press, this is for the morning drink, and put all the extras, the rind, et cetera, in the blender drink in the morning, or is there a specific benefit to cutting up the garlic? In fact, there's no benefit to cutting up the garlic. We don't suggest cutting up the garlic. We suggest cutting up the ginger. And the reason for slicing the ginger thin, in thin strips is it breaks up the fiber. If you basically take the whole one-inch piece of ginger, you tend to have one-inch strands of the ginger fiber in there, which are kind of not fun to drink down. So someone misread the instructions. The instructions basically are to just take the garlic clove and drop it in the blender. When you're making a drink, just use a small amount of liquid so you blend it up. Someone else asked if they were supposed to peel the ginger, and there's no instruction to do that. You don't have to do that. That's another thing.
What about the like some of the mistakes people were making, such as sorry to interrupt, but I was just thinking the beets. You know, not adding the beets to the broth.
Oh, I'll get to that. I'm talking about the morning drink right now.
Oh, okay.
But yeah,
okay.
We'll cover. I mean,
we'll
the difference.
We'll go one step at a time. Sounds good.
Yeah, actually, sometimes I love to do parallel steps.
I see what you're doing. Great.
Yeah, I'm just trying to cover some of the things that I'm looking at here. Let's see, what else? Now I lost my flow here.
We're talking about the ginger strips.
The ginger and the garlic. Well, I'll end there. I can't remember where I was going with that.
Basically, we're saying that the person hadn't read the instructions.
Reading the instructions. Yeah, whatever. I lost the flow. We'll move it on. Let's go to the potassium broth. There were a number of things about the potassium broth. We had lots of questions on that. People asking, do I need the beets? I don't like the taste of the beets, and besides, I'm getting plenty of iron elsewhere. And in fact, the broth is not about iron. It's actually about two things. You're getting potassium, and you need potassium because you're actually passing a lot of liquid through your body. The liver tea is a diuretic, so it's moving the liquids that you drink very rapidly through to help flush the body. When you do that, you're flushing out potassium, and over 5 days, if you flush out enough potassium, it can make your heartbeat irregular and cause you to have sort of, little heart flutter or whatever. Not necessarily dangerous, but it can make you uncomfortable and a little panicky. So you want the potassium, but the other thing is that beets themselves are cleansing to the liver. One of the biochemicals in beets, betaine, is very cleansing and purifying for the liver. And in fact, if you remember reading in the detox, we talk about doing a slow version of the detox where you just have a raw beet salad with a little lemon juice and olive oil every day for 30 days. And that will actually help purify and heal the liver quite a bit. So the beets serve a purpose, the taste issue aside. The taste should actually be just mildly sweet. That said, one of the things we recommend is you can play with the taste. You can add something like Bragg's amino acids, which are pretty much like soy sauce, just a whole lot healthier. So you get a salty taste. Bridget added some cayenne pepper to the
organic
broth.
Organic peppers from the garden.
Organic peppers from the garden. If you want, you can use a little cayenne even from a shaker if you want. What you don't want to do is just be adding a lot of salt and oils and things like that. It's a broth. You can modify it to season it a bit so you can get it down, which is another thing we had. We had people ask, why did I say start it in day two? Because anything you have a lot of, you get really tired of very quickly. So on day one, you're fine. You still have lots of potassium in your body. We suggest going basically days two, three, four, and you won't even need it on five because you'll start eating again halfway through the day. So you only have to deal with the potassium broth for 3 days.
Water. Drinking enough water.
Drinking enough water. People didn't pay attention. You're supposed to drink tea and water throughout the day. And you need to keep flushing things. The tea is diuretic. You need to replace that water. Otherwise, you tend to dehydrate. So you need water or diluted juices throughout the day to keep those water levels up. Someone also mentioned that they had small quantities of fresh fruits and vegetables starting on the second day along with the juices and broth. Wondered if that messed with the detox. Yes, it does. That was actually something very interesting. People, if we didn't specifically say don't do something, we had people writing in to ask if they could do it. In other words, we said have juices. We didn't say don't have coconut smoothies. So people wrote in, is it okay to have a coconut smoothie instead of juice? And the answer is no, not really. It's possible if you know what you're doing to make modifications. But in general, if you stick to the program, you'll get results. And if you don't know what you're doing, it's best to follow it to the letter. If you actually have experience in detoxing, if you know what the liver detoxing is doing, there are certainly modifications you can make and do. But in general, there's no way for us to list the millions of things that you might be able to do. So we can't cover everyone. What we can cover is, here's the program, do this. If you do this, it will work. If you do anything else, it gets more problematic. So it's important to follow the instructions and don't look for ways around it. I can't even remember some of the things that people were asking if they could do on the salads. They were looking, to throw things in that you wouldn't believe. But just because we didn't say don't do it specifically, they wondered if they could. Now, we tell people is what they can do. Greens, sprouts, things like squashes, zucchini, things like that. So just stick to the things that are listed. Follow the instructions, and it tends to work better. If you look to work around the instructions, you sort of enter no man's land, and anything can happen. We had on, in terms of when the fast was over, some interesting questions. One of my favorites was people were wondering when it would be okay to start drinking coffee again. And I thought the use of the word okay was sort of fascinating. And the answer is, when you get off the detox, there's a simple principle here. There are two things that you have to be aware of, two principles. One is that when you start eating again after fasting, your body will literally suck up whatever you put in it. So you want, for that first couple of days, to have that food as clean as possible. You don't want to be eating ding-dongs and McDonald's burgers in the first 2 days, or your body will suck up everything in it and put it back in the organs you just cleaned out. So you want it to be clean, and two, you want it to have a lot of healthy fiber because the intestinal tract is very sensitive. Most people, if they just go traveling, take a flight across country in 5 hours, that's enough to upset their bowels so that they'll be constipated. So what happens is you suddenly start eating again. That's a major change in the bowel. Your body doesn't like it. It's easy to get constipated. You want lots of fiber. That's why we recommend on the first day, salads. And salads not with bottled dressings. You don't want to, you know, go out and buy Hidden Valley Ranch dressing. You want to basically either use some lemon juice and olive oil, or go to Whole Foods and pick up a very clean, fresh dressing there, and have salads the first day. Your body will literally soak up the phytonutrients, and the fiber in the salads will move things out.
But not olive oil, right? John, I thought you said olive oil the first day. You want to stay away from olive oil in the salads on the first day, just the last day.
No, I'm talking about breaking the fast.
Oh, breaking, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
The first day of
breaking the fast. Got it, okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yep, you can use olive oil I lost the flow again.
Sorry.
We're talking about the dressings. We're at Whole Foods.
The first day of breaking.
Oh, the second day.
Yeah.
The second day you can do, if you want steamed vegetables or lightly sautéed, if you want something warm, that's a cool thing to do. We had people write in and say that they finished the fast and they didn't feel hungry and wanted to know if they could continue juice fasting. And you can do that. That's fine. In general, you know, after 7 days, more than 7 days of juice fasting, you really need to know what you're doing or have someone guiding you through it, because you start to go through cycles and they can be more severe. If you are not familiar with fasting and what can happen with fasting, you don't want to go over 7 days without someone guiding you. But up to 7 days, you want to take it up to 7 days, not a problem. Someone wrote in and said they wanted to know if they could continue fasting for a couple of days a month on juices, and could they do more than two detoxes a year. And I refer them to the website, and we talk about that. I said my recommendation is actually that you do 1 day a week, and Monday's a great day because, you know, if you tend to be with family and eat more on weekends, you get to break that cycle on Monday, fast 1 day a week, on juices and chlorella. And if you do that in 7 years, you actually go a year without eating. It's an amazing concept. Then every month, once a month, do a 3-day juice fast, and then twice a year, and a great time to do it is when you're doing the liver detox, do a 5 to 7 day juice fast. You do that, and that will basically be pretty much enough to cover you. Someone else wrote in and wanted to know if they could do purified water rather than juice, because they couldn't afford a juicer. And my answer is not recommended. Water fasting is very powerful and produces very extreme reactions. The likelihood is you'll have more problems on water than on juice, because the juice at least keeps the sugar levels even in your body. As to not affording a juicer, I think actually a juicer is the single best investment you can make in your health. And you can find juicers, and I recommend one, the Miracle Juicer. And you can find, was out the other day for $93. The one we've had, the one we use, it's not the highest-end juicer at $93. We have a very expensive green juicer that runs about five times that. and we don't use it as much. The Miracle Juicer is easy to use, easy to clean, and produces quite reasonable juice. So $99 is not a lot to invest for your health, particularly when you can use it every, you know, once a week, and then a 3-day juice fast once a month, and a couple of 7-day juice fasts twice a year. That's not an expensive investment. And if you can't afford a juicer, go to your health food store and buy some. Health food stores sell fresh juices, or that are quite fresh anyway, that you can buy in their produce section. So there's no reason that you shouldn't use juices while you're fasting. Let's see. Someone asked if they could take the Stonebreaker between the detoxes because it felt so good while taking the product. And yes, we talk about that on the website with the Stonebreaker. It's designed to maintain the kidneys, to keep them optimized. For most people, twice a year is enough. You just combine it with the liver detox. It's enough for most people. We have people like Patty, the first person who tested it with a severe problem, who uses a bottle a month. So you can pick whatever level works for you between that. You know, someone who's producing a high amount of sludge constantly, using it once a month is a necessity. If you have a tendency to kidney stones, you'll want to use it more. If you feel better while using it, use more. But for most people, twice a year is enough. And then, let's see. Someone was asking, they didn't get to do the liver detox because of scheduling problems or illness or whatever, and asked if they needed to redo the intestinal cleanse. As a rule of thumb, if you've done an intestinal cleanse within 3 months of the liver detox, you're fine. And actually, it can be much longer. If you've never done a liver detox before, you definitely want to do a colon cleanse fairly soon, within 3 months of doing the liver detox, to make sure you're running well so you don't back up. But if, after you've done one good detox, and you know what it is, and you basically don't have problems with doing it, and you're using things like psyllium seeds or flax, ground flax, during the year to keep going, you can go 6-9 months. Heck, you can probably even go a year without doing a colon detox. If you've done one good detox with the colon, and you're going to the bathroom regularly with good movements, all you're trying to do, the reason for doing that liver detox, one, you're purifying the colon on its own, but two is to make sure that there's no blockage. So if you've cleaned out once and you're using something like the flaxseed or the psyllium that keeps you going, then it doesn't have to be that immediate. It could be up to a year. In general, rule of thumb, don't stretch it, within 3 months is fine for most people. So that's sort of the range of questions. We had, various aches and pains, and a lot of those, someone said they'd have leg pains or this pain or that pain, and they tend to be particular to particular people, so I don't know if they have any value here. People would ask, they'd have gum pain. They ask, is that typical? And then the answer is no, it's not. Doesn't mean it doesn't happen. Rashes are very typical. We talk about that, and again, that's people not reading. We actually have a connection to a page on the healing crisis, which you might experience. When you're doing a detox, it's actually quite easy. Forget rashes. You can have a couple of big zits. When you start cleansing, your body will purge. And when it's purging, it'll start to not only push out through the bile duct, but it'll come in the blood and come out through the skin.
I think some people reported even boils.
Yeah. Yeah. You can have, that boil is like an infected zit.
Yeah.
Effectively. So you can have all kinds of reactions, but the thing that's interesting is the more you do these, the less that happens. And I got to admit, in this one, I didn't even have to nap. I'd get up and I was working from 7:30 till 10:30 at night. And other than doing the necessities of the detox and occasionally getting some exercise in, I pretty much was working nonstop and was never fatigued, never had a problem. But I've been doing this now for like 20 years, so there's a lot of detoxes in here done on a regular basis. After a while, you're just really sort of like doing a very minor, cleansing of minimal accumulations. And if you keep doing that, they're not a problem, and you tend to remain in good shape. So let's open it up a bit to anyone who's on the line to see if anyone has any questions they have or want to talk about their experiences. And we've heard, I know there aren't many on. I heard about three beeps while I was talking, and I know Sally's on the line. So if there's
John, if you guys don't mind, I'd like to share something about your point on following the directions.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm just a creature of habit and modification. I never do anything with recipes exactly as is. That's just part of cooking. And so likewise in this detox, and I've done 5 or 6 of these now, I've always done something different. Usually, like the idea of adding the cayenne pepper in the potassium broth, it was great. But more than likely, it's actually hurt. And one of the things that I did wrong is I added too much fluid in terms of juice and water in that morning flush drink. And as John, you were explaining later, is that I wasn't getting the full detox effect of getting that liver really quickly into the digestive tract. And I think if you're drinking slowly the olive oil throughout the morning, I probably doesn't have that same effect.
No. Yeah, you don't want to be drinking through the morning. You want to finish that in, maybe 10, 15 minutes at most.
Yeah, and not several glasses of it, right?
Right.
So by cutting down the really only sticking to 1 cup of water and 1 cup of juice, there's a lot less juice to get down total. And by that fifth day, another interesting thing on that is I really noticed the nausea that hit me after 5 tablespoons of the olive oil. This is my fifth detox, and I still felt the queasiness after that fifth drink. But, I took 1 sip of the tea right after that, and it was literally 5-10 minutes of taking the sip of that tea, and it went right away. And it was just amazing. It just 1 sip and boom, I did not feel nauseous anymore. So I can see why all these pieces come together. Same with the colon corrective. I missed 1 day, and I could tell you that next day I didn't feel as good. I wasn't as regular, but I was just going so much the day before. I thought, I'll just skip 1 day, and I had the exact extreme effect on the other side. So really keeping up with a colon corrective every day, plenty of water. It really is down to a science. So I just wanted to comment on that.
Yeah. Again, once you really have done it, so you cruise through a few times, you know how to modify. But if you haven't reached that point, modifying like a cook is not advisable. So, it's not a recipe. It's after a designed effect. Which actually you brought up the tea as another one. We had people. Which I find amazing is that they couldn't stand the tea, they couldn't stand the smell. To me, it always smells like Christmas. It's actually one of the more enjoyable parts
of
it.
Yeah, I like the tea.
The tea, a couple of things on that. One is, I do say, you can sweeten it up with a little bit of honey or maple syrup if you want, and that makes the flavor better. The other thing is, if the strength of the tea is a problem, I mentioned you can let it sort of sit and just add to it for the next day, and it'll get stronger. But I have to admit, even Kristen and I basically don't go over 3 days. It just gets kind of, what's the word you like, Kristen? Manky? I think that's the word she likes, manky. After 3 days, it's a bit too manky, so we'll start with a fresh batch. The simple thing is if you follow the instructions, it will work more often than not. Most of the time, people had problems. There was one, someone actually wrote in and said they were worried about getting sick, so they delayed the start until the weekend, and sure enough, they vomited the first morning. And I did find that interesting. We never actually got a response. I did ask or had, I forget who was responding, whether it was Chantel or Mariah or whomever who responded to that person, to ask them, out of curiosity, did they have a condition or something pre-existing that made them think that they might be throwing up, that it would be a problem, that they would be getting sick, taking this, which caused them to delay their start, and they ended up fulfilling that expectation, because of the, and we can assume there are actually about 1,200 who did it. There were only two people who talked about vomiting, and one of them we found out didn't follow instructions in doing the tinctures. So it's basically one out of 1,200, and they believed they were going to throw up beforehand. So it's one person didn't follow the instructions, and one person who for some reason believed they were going to throw up beforehand and did. In general, for most people, the problem is not vomiting, but they'll have headaches.
Especially if you're a caffeine addict.
That's true. If you're a caffeine addict, depriving yourself of the caffeine is a problem. You get withdrawals, caffeine headache. But the other thing is that most of those people did not use corrective or the psyllium. And if you basically are dumping into the colon the next day and not removing everything instantly, that's a problem, and you will have a headache.
Another thing that was interesting is talking to several people that are not on the call but have also done the detox four or five times, and they only do it once a year. And they had a pretty tough year, I'd say, in terms of going to lots of parties, not eating healthy, gaining some weight, and they really noticed a difference. And this year, how difficult the detox was because of their habits of the year. So I think that's really interesting. If you do get in the habit of doing the detox every year and really notice what years you were good and what years you were bad, I guess, huh?
Well, it's also one of the reasons for doing it twice a year.
Yeah.
Because then you're basically cleaning it. And again, it's a great thing. You get to eliminate, and most people who did it mentioned they lost 5 or 6 pounds.
Yes, I had actually my father lost over 10 pounds.
Well, I got to tell you, a lot of that's going to be water weight then, which says that he's having stuff normally, that he's having, I won't say allergic, but he's actually having an allergic response to something he's eating because it's causing him to retain a ton of water. 10 pounds, you're not losing fat, and you're probably not losing the fecal matter that quickly. A lot of it is water retention, which is a good thing. Getting rid of that, I mean, that's not healthy. But it says that there is probably another issue going on. But on average, yeah, people are losing 5 or 6 pounds. If you do that twice a year, that will tend to keep you in shape. Otherwise, what happens if you build up during the year and then you add another 5 pounds, you only get like half the way back. So there's a reason for, if you do it twice a year, you're cleaning out more often, so it's not as drastic.
And John, can you talk a little bit, the people that I do hear the average being about 5 to 6 pounds per week, can you talk a little bit about why this weight lost in the liver detox is a little bit different than the weight that's lost if you're doing a crazy diet that lasts about the same period?
Yeah, well, one is you're not going, you know, total no calorie. One of the things to keep in mind is with the olive oil on that last day, that drink is almost 1,000 calories. And then if you're having juice, you're actually having close to 2,000 calories that day. So this is not a no-calorie program. You're also having in the chlorella some protein. What you're doing, though, is you're because of how you're having it, you're not processing it all. Two, you're having things like the tea, which are cleaning out the liver, causing the body to flush waste. And by the time you're done, your colon should be pretty clean, too. So you're cleaning out fecal matter, you're cleaning out, and particularly if you've done the colon detox beforehand, you're cleaning out fecal matter, you're flushing the liver, which makes it process things better so that you tend to process food more efficiently and you don't put weight on as quickly. And you're because you're getting some calories in, you're not throwing your body into what we call starvation mode. Starvation mode is what happens is if you go more than 2 days in a row on no calories, your metabolism starts to shut down, literally to protect yourself from starving to death. You get by on fewer calories. But here, because of the olive oil, the chlorella, and the juices, it actually never goes into shutdown mode. The metabolism stays up, which is one of the reasons that you can exercise during the detox. In fact, on the last day of the detox, on the fifth day in the morning, I did 50 push-ups that morning. I didn't skip a beat. So you can maintain you have the energy levels, you actually have some calories in there. The weight loss is coming because you're literally flushing and purging the body.
So is there anybody else that has a great testimonial or a question?
Are we blocked on, or is the line open?
Line should be open. Mariah, are you there?
Yes, it should be open.
Okay. Sally, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay,
well, at least we know the line's open.
Yeah, all right.
So does anyone have a question? Oh, I am so good when I can answer every question in advance. I am good. Does anyone have a testimonial, or have I covered everybody's testimonial?
Ryan, did you, you were going to tell us something about some of your experiences with the detoxing.
Well, I did notice this year that I went into my joints with a little bit of pain, but being a massage therapist, I expected it. Last year, I had a lot of issues that I didn't see this year. But, John, I do have a question for you. With the potassium broth, mm-hmm. across the board, do you find that that makes people gassy? That seemed to be a reaction I had on a consistent basis. I wondered if it was the potassium broth or the juicing that I was doing.
It depends what you're doing, and no, I don't think necessarily it does. I mean, it depends.
Mm-hmm. Some
people respond, you know, badly to onions. Some people, it depends the juices you have. If you're having juices that have a lot of sugar in them, they can do a bit of fermenting in the intestinal tract.
Mm-hmm. And I did tend to go on the fruit side more than I did the veggie, and that could be it. But I noticed when I typically juice across the board on a regular basis, and it mm-hmm. doesn't give me that reaction, so I was curious.
The other thing is, you know, and again, I'm not sure of, you know, why I can tell you, that was not a problem for me. Gas is not a problem, hasn't been for years doing this. The juice that I use, and we use, Kristen and I, that's the one we do, is that combination of carrot, apple, and celery. And then I throw in a tiny piece of ginger, too, and but she doesn't like the ginger in it, so we don't for her. But that juice does not cause a problem, and it works really well.
And I find that to be my favorite as well.
Yeah,
and, you know, I have to thank you. A lot of joint pain started to surface as the cold weather came in. And in the same joints was where I tended to feel any of the toxins coming out at the same time. So it was confirmation that things were working for me as well.
Yeah, it's actually, there's a good point. This program, because you're combining it with a five, if you're doing the juice fast along with it, even if you're doing eating the first day and doing the juices the next three, you're actually combining a couple of detoxes here. You're getting in the liver flush, but the juice fast itself is also a detox, a total body detox. And that's talked about on the website, how that works. Because literally what happens is your body starts to eat itself, and it, being reasonably intelligent, it eats the cells it likes least first, toxic cells. So that process will actually pull waste out of all parts of the body, out of the fat cells, out of the joints. So you're actually getting, even though we call it a liver, gallbladder, and blood cleanse, it's actually doing a total body cleanse. And by the way, the blood support, just as a side note, the blood support is a powerful formula and by itself has tremendous pathogen properties. It's a great one if you keep a bottle spare along with the Super Virigon, if you do blood support and Virigon. That's a pretty amazing combination for taking on things like colds and flu.
You know, speaking of testimonials on colds and flus, everyone around me right now is sick. And really sick. A lot of family members going to the hospital with pneumonia and bronchitis, whatnot. And I was starting to get something, and when I did this detox, it just wiped whatever I had out, completely out. And I know all the garlic that you're taking and everything else, but I was pretty amazed at and there was a lingering cold that seemed to go on for, it must have been 4 weeks. And I did this liver detox, and that wiped out too. Plus, I didn't get any of the new stuff that was circulating. So,
and that's good. I mean, that can happen. You'll also find that for some people, the opposite happens.
Oh, because they're weak, huh?
Part of the cleansing reaction will produce cold-like symptoms. you know, as their body is purging.
But don't you find that to be, because I had a little of those before too, and they were completely different than a cold.
It is different. Yeah, if you can tell the difference, they are different. And also, again, the more you detox, the less that happens. You just, after a while, it's like a vacation from food. It just feels really good. You feel better, and there's no downside.
Yeah, I would say that the difference on my side felt like a simple allergic reaction where you have mm-hmm. a little bit of sniffles, but you
right.
don't have the full cold symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
As being on a liver detox, the cold-like symptoms. It's like allergies.
And again, you can actually tell a lot if it's allergic is if the symptoms diminish greatly after you go to the bathroom, and they then build up again during the day. That will tell you that it's basically a, if the problem gets significantly better when you go to the bathroom, it tells you it's more allergic.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And we have some new people that have just joined us. Is there anybody else that has a question or would like to just talk about their experience on the detox?
In which case?
We actually did receive a very cute testimonial that I'd love to share with you guys, and I love the way she put this, if you don't mind.
Go for it.
She said, "This is not my first liver cleanse with your group, but this is one of those where I have seen the greatest benefit. I had aches and pains in a few areas that would just not go away. It would seem that giving my body a break from food and the cleanse really gave it a chance to make much-needed repairs. It reminds me of taking your car into the car wash. You drive it around a little dirty for quite a while and don't realize how great it really can be until you give it a good cleaning. I really feel great. The fruit tastes amazing, and I've kicked a lot of cravings that I had before the cleanse. Many thanks for all your team does at Baseline." I just thought that was a really cute way of describing it.
That is.
That is.
And I guess a final thought to keep in mind is for those of you finished who are listening on the call now or listen to it later, most people will you know, acknowledge that after it's over, certain cravings are gone, things are cleaner. And we know that you know bad habits are going to sneak back, and the only thing I would sort of suggest or hope is that you sort of hold them at bay as long as you can instead of jumping right back into the worst things. See how long you can stay good and let those things sneak back slowly so that 6 months from now when you do another detox, you can break them again. And you keep doing that, and over time, some of those things just won't come back, and you'll actually start to eliminate some really bad habits and develop some good ones. And with that final thought, I'd love to congratulate anyone and everyone who finished the detox. It's not a simple thing or an easy thing to do. The health benefits are huge. It takes a lot of dedication, and you deserve all the praise in the world and good health and long life to everyone.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Kristen. Thanks, everybody, too, for making this our final and successful detox event.
Tremendous. Thanks, everyone.